The meditations of your heart. The meditations of your heart. Have you ever had the experience of someone stepping on your foot? By mistake, of course. In that moment when the pain is quite present and clear, the first thing we may utter is, "Ouch." Then a few seconds after we hear the apology from the other person, we begin to calm down. Upon hearing the apology and the pain subsiding, then and only then can we begin to think about saying something. In many cases, it may be an expletive. In other cases, we may have an opportunity to reflect a moment and think about it. And we kindly and generously accept the apology. In the meantime, the background processes are operating and active. Those background processes are hard at work, even before we speak. Let the words of my mouth. Then there are those situations when you're in a meeting. You have this great idea and you offer it up in the meeting. You express the concept clearly and succinctly. Perhaps your presentation was too clear and too succinct because the meeting goes on as if you didn't present anything. Your idea is not even recognized. It's almost as if you didn't say anything at all. Several minutes later in that same meeting, someone else expresses your exact idea. For whatever reason, the idea is being heard as if this is the first time it's been put out there. Someone else presents your idea and it's met with, "What a great idea!" Like it's something new. Your first reaction is sheer disbelief. You want to shout something not so nice, because every time this person who presented the idea, every time they speak, it's like gold. For whatever reason, they are heard far sooner and more powerfully than people hear you. In this moment, you are fuming. You could see the steam rising from your ears. Your blood pressure is rising. Then, the person chairing the meeting turns to you and says, "Well, what do you think about the idea?" Let the words of my mouth. Perhaps you have noticed in relationships, there's a lot of what we call give and take. After all, that's one of the symbols, that's one of the standing elements of relationship, give and take. And some of us will have the opinion that there are only two ways of looking at it. One way is to be a giver and the other way is to be a taker. Pick your side. That may be the experience for many. But the concept of give and take is how we frame the elements of what makes a relationship work. That's part of the story that we have around what makes a relationship work. When she may want one thing and her partner may want something else, where is the give and take? Where is the give and where is the take? What's the cost of one course of action over another? The partner who gives in is left with feelings of having made a concession. The other partner is left with feelings of a win or accomplishment. Where are the words for the one who makes the concession? Where are the words to actually equalize the playing field so that the partnership, the relationship, is a commonly shared experience? What is there to say? Let the words of my mouth. We live in a world of ever-present contradiction. What comes out of our mouths is not always linked with what's going on in our hearts. There's a conflict. Sometimes this conflict goes to the point of heartbreak. While we may be speaking words of support and encouragement, our hearts are breaking with angst and sorrow. When you think about it, we swallow more than we share. We hold on to those things that are true to our heart. And we have a difficult time giving voice to our heart challenges or those things that we really, really feel. Very few of us have heart-expressive relationships, where all that is within our hearts is like an open book to some one other person. Let the words of my mouth. In psychology, there's this concept called cognitive dissonance. A short definition of cognitive dissonance is when a person encounters a concept or an idea, and the idea presented doesn't exactly match up with commonly held beliefs. So that one may believe something all their lives and then they're presented with something that contradicts their belief. That's what they call cognitive dissonance. This type of encounter causes stress and discomfort. While this is not intended to be a clinical analysis or there's no intention here to offer any sort of therapeutic guidance, there is a benefit that can be gained in looking at this concept. There's something here to be learned. In this life, in this world, we are constantly presented with this type of challenge on a daily basis. So much of our stress and discomfort comes from this cognitive dissonance. The scripture context for this message comes from Psalm 19. The phrase that's often quoted from that scripture is, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord." Clearly, this scripture is calling for a connection and an alignment between our speaking and our hearts. An alignment between our speaking and our hearts. Let the words of my mouth. How often do we speak from the heart? Because of our culture, our social mandates and such, we filter our words, we filter our thoughts, our emotions, and what ultimately comes out has nothing to do with the reality of what's going on in our hearts. We have learned to process everything such that very little of what we speak is actually pure. Our processing plants, if you will, negative emotions, thoughts, vengeful ideas, our processing plants are producing pollution. And we've learned to dress up these negative things in such nice packages that people, including ourselves, think that we are doing good things, when in reality, our speaking is polluting the world. When we look at how much of what we speak and say is actually true to our hearts, true to who we are, the percentage is quite low. When we go back to that scripture and consider the phrase, "the meditation of my heart," we have to look at what's actually in our hearts. Just consider looking in this manner. Everything in your heart has been placed there by God. The only negative related to our hearts is the result of what we have piled over everything, thinking that the negativity is actually a part of us when it's not. In actuality, that negativity is simply an expansion of the growth and the expansion of our internal processing plants of negativity. But I want you to look deeper beyond that messy facade. Isn't it ironic that no matter what challenging situations we go through, there is something within our hearts that holds out hope? Regardless of the challenge, we're always coming in and going to that place of hope. There is this glimmer of optimism that never seems to die, always residing within us. We may not all want to acknowledge that presence, and yet that presence is within each of us, and it holds the power of joining us. When you consider the definition of meditation, we find that it's a process of introspection, a process of looking within, of deep thought, reflection, contemplation. It's not common for us to think about meditation of the heart because that's some touchy-feely, oozy, what does it mean anyway sort of thing. But that's the focus of this reflection, the meditation of our heart. That's where we hold all the good stuff that God has placed within us. So, let the words of my mouth be in alignment with the hope, the light, and inspiration of my heart. When we close our internal processing plants that produce all that negativity and what's perceived to be socially acceptable, we're able to see what God has placed in our hearts for expression. Take a moment to reflect upon the meditation of your heart. Even though it may seem childish or childlike, that interpretation is only there because it's coming through your processing plant. Shut your plant down for a moment. Shut down your judgments. Shut down your ridicule. Shut it all down. Close your processing plant for a little holiday. And then look. Look at what's in your heart. What is your truth? What is the meditation of your heart? What's the expression and the experience of your peace? You know that peace when your heart is really located there and situated inside that peace. What is your peace? Your peace is that meditation that God has infused in you at birth. That peace, that truth, is what's calling for alignment. It's calling for alignment with your speaking. Because then, when that alignment is in place, you know that it's really coming from the meditation of your heart. God bless.